Hello, Gary B. with your local and regional update, brought to you by Liberty Bank in Batesville. The Independence County Sheriff's Department is requesting the community's assistance in locating a missing teenage boy. Christian Williams was last seen last Thursday at about 10 p.m. in the vicinity of the 400 block of West Morrill Street in West Batesville. Police say he left the residence on foot and was last seen wearing a light blue t-shirt, blue jeans, and skater shoes. He's about 5'6 and weighs about 120, 130 pounds, has brown hair. If you've seen him or heard any information about him, contact the Independence County Sheriff's Department and ask for Detective Michael Monday. It's important you remember that it's a crime to intentionally hide or assist a runaway or missing child. An Independence County woman was hospitalized Monday night after being involved in a one-vehicle accident. Deputy Jesse Wilson said he found a Honda Civic that had failed to negotiate a curve on Highway 69 near the Limedale Road Junction. Wilson said 24-year-old Latoya Janelle Kenyon was lying in the vehicle in need of medical attention. Vitalink Ambulance took her to the White River Medical Center. Wilson said evidence at the scene and at the hospital, plus Kenyon's intoxicated condition, led him to charging her with DWI and careless driving. Well, if you live in Batesville and Independence County, watch out for the Flim Flam Man. Sheriff Steve Jeffrey said he's been receiving reports of a man that's been going to area businesses and institutions and individuals, apparently telling a made-up story to get money. Like this, I need to take my mother to Jonesboro or some other place for heart surgery, or he needs money to bury his son in another state, or he needs money to repair his car, or he needs money to get to another town where his son's been killed in a traffic accident. Stories like that. Sheriff Jeffrey said the man looks to be in his 50s, slender build with dark hair, usually wearing a dark leather jacket. Jeffrey said if you have any trouble with him, call the Sheriff's Department. Domtar Corporation has announced plans to lay off 110 employees at its pulp and paper mill in Ashdown, Arkansas, and permanently shut down one of its paper machines at the mill. It's a Montreal-based company, Montreal, Canada. They said in a news release posted on the website Tuesday that the machine will be shut down by July 1st. The company said it will have about 940 employees at the mill after the shutdown and will continue operating 3 fiber lines, a pulp dryer, and 3 paper machines there. Domtar President and CEO John Williams said in the release that the shutdown of the paper machine and the layoffs are due to a decline in demand for the company's uncoated free sheet paper. And the mayor's office in Mountain View has announced there will be a special meeting of the Mountain View City Council today at 4:30 p.m. It'll be in the mayor's office. Among the items on the agenda, a discussion of bids for the sewer improvement project. This local and regional update is presented by Liberty Bank of Batesville. I'm Gary B.